Dharma devotees and Dharma friends. Today we all together come here to do some blessing for our dear Dharma devotee Ken and Visakha and other all the kind-hearted Dharma friends. We have visited here a few times and we have done some blessings for all of you. Since Sri Lanka is facing a lot of difficulties due to economic crisis, our brother Jinshin and Madam and all the kind-hearted donors from Singapore and other countries try to help needy in Sri Lanka, especially for monks, novices, nuns and other older suffering ones. Along the journey, we dedicated one day to visit two of you because you are also doing a lot of meritorious deeds for the well-being of suffering ones. We saw that you have done a lot of offering, preparation, offering and other necessary things, offering for the cancer ward in Kandy Hospital and some of the suffering people in those areas around Kandy. So Buddha preached that doing something good for others is one of the greatest meritorious deeds. It is called Dana. Dana is not just giving material things, but rejoicing through our own contemplation. When we give, we let go of our all the negative feeling, emotions and attachment and the defilements. That is why we, throughout our life, try our best to practice Dana. Dana is the perfection, one of the paramita. By cultivating paramitas, we get many opportunities to overcome our own defilements. At the same time, other people rejoice it and they too get many opportunities to overcome their challenges, worries, fears, dangers in their life. Recently, we offered 3 tubers within this our journey. So few of the Bhante that we offered to Bill were drinking impure water. When we opened the tap, the water is yellow color. Very, very dirty water. However, because of all the people's kindness, generosity, compassion, the good wish, we were able to dig 3 tubers. Very happy to say that the water is super pure, clean. I saw the brother Jinshin and the madam. When take the water to the glass, cannot see whether there is water. That much pure. Because these all the things we do with kindness, compassion, generosity in order to give all the suffering ones freedom of suffering. We have the kindness, we have the compassion. So through the action, we try to add it into practice. We practice it through our own heart. We practice this for our own well-being, own health, so others also come at the same time. So monks have been trying their best to deal this economic crisis and overcome the challenges they face. So we try our best to do some help for them too, as a support. So yesterday also we visited one monastic school, which is at the top of mountain. The Bhante has a lot of disciples. And they are really doing great study books. And they have been contributing a lot for the survival continuation of Buddhist dispensation. At the same time, they guide the devotees. It is the most important thing. We support monks, we support nuns, we support Buddhism temples. From that, monks overcome their challenges. So they have peaceful mind. They don't need to worry about water. They don't need to worry about dana. They don't need to worry about the medicine or the meal. Because devotees support. So they can do their own cultivation. At the same time, monks can guide the devotees. So they know how to overcome their own challenges as well. They know what is right, what is wrong, and monks can show the path. So they come to this noble path. It is because of all the kind-hearted donors, kindness, compassion, and generosity. If we cannot do these things, then monks also don't have meaning, don't have necessary thing. Then how they can practice? If they cannot practice, then how can show the path to the devotees? That is why our offering is very important. So Brother Jinshin and Madam and all the donors, joining with our, even I saw the Ken and Visakha have been doing many, many things for monks, for novices, for nuns, all the suffering ones. It's great cultivation. It is not about money or it is not about the things that we do. The small thing very, very great for them. Very small seed we put, right? That one grow and give 100 of seeds of rice, right? We only put 1 seed of rice. then that gives a lot. In the same way, we do small thing, but this small offering, this small great work may benefit to thousands of people, maybe millions of people. For example, we together help one Bhante to overcome his challenges. So Bhante will learn and cultivate, then show the path to millions of people. We can teach Dhamma to millions of people all over the world. So I really appreciate all the great effort to do this, all the noble deeds. Some people, there are two group of people. Some live in the jungle, do meditation, cultivate wisdom, they overcome defilements, attain enlightenment. Some, they combine with the devotees, villagers, people, and walk together. They, through practicing this kind of all the dana offering and other all the meritorious acts, they try to overcome their defilements. So we, all the Bhantes, and even all of you, like Bodhisattvas, we call Bodhisattvas, living Bodhisattvas. These are, you are the example for living Bodhisattvas. You sacrifice your time, you sacrifice your own energy, you sacrifice your the other things to do these all the noble deeds. We don't expect anything, right? We only do this thing in order to give freedom of suffering to all the people. And at the same time, we wish to end this sorrowful samsara journey, to attain enlightenment. If continue this, we born again and again, and skirtan will be continued, then we have to suffer, and there is no ending of suffering. But we break the continuation. We break this bridge in order to disturb the samsara journey. To break the bridge, we have to cultivate our mind. We have to cultivate our mind into perfected level, but cannot do it within one day, maybe within one lifetime, we may not be able to do it. However, if we try, step by step, we can do it. Just like going to the top of the Sripada, one time cannot just go to the top, right? We have to go step by step. Each step give us the strength, the positive energy, intention, and each step have to put the great effort. Then this will give us the, every step give us the perfect effort. Once we are in the top, then we feel fulfill the, our wish. In the same way, in this samsara journey, we have to do it step by step. So we cultivate the perfections. We are in samsara, like suffering beings. But as suffering beings, if we think that this is samsara and this is suffering, it is not enough to only know, but we have to overcome it. That is why we do this all the noble deeds. That is why we try our best to be a good person, be a kind person, be a compassionate person. Try to understand others' suffering. Last time, just now, we offered 100 family dry rations. That day, we couldn't offer to the all the villages. Some come and some say, oh, we also need. But in our ability, we offer, right? I say, okay, if neighbor is not getting, you cut the coconut into two pieces. One you support, other one offer to other. So you also do that. It's the way of the Buddha, the Buddha saw the path. This is all kindness. When we eat, whenever is there, maybe ants, we give some one rice mouth, right? When someone is there asking something, we try our best to help. This is called kindness, compassion. This is called the humility. This is called the Buddha's followers. So Buddha always trying his best to go here and there and preach Dhamma for the giving the freedom for the suffering ones. In the same way, we all followers. Some say, okay, Buddha's disciples, only monks. Some say, okay, Buddha's disciples, only nuns, monks. No. Monks, nuns, lay women, lay the male, these all are Buddha's disciples. Four disciples. Four types of different disciples. Whatever you do for the well-being of other by recalling Buddha's teaching, it is called you are having Buddha's, the position of Buddha's disciple. So no matter whether you are monk or nun or lay woman or lay male devotee, you are really a practitioner. You are really a real disciple of the Buddha. That's why I really, really appreciate and rejoice all the noble deeds that you all have been doing, especially our Ken and Isaka and our sir, madam, and other all the donors. Many, many donors have been contributing to do these things, and we all really appreciate. And these monks, even without sleeping, without thinking of their difficulties or other things, they also have come to this noble path to help us organize the things, arrange the things, and support us, give this strength. and arranging the necessary things along the way. So we are really blessed to have this human life. This is precious human life. We don't know what will happen. Today it's supposed to be an earthquake, right? I mean, last night Abante talked to me, but by tomorrow morning we all will be dying. Just like in Turkey, because last night supposed to have today
in India,
in India, that if go up to the 13 level, then all collapse. Even it will great effect on Sri Lanka. Bhante said that okay, by tomorrow morning we may not see. So Bhante do blessing before sleep last night. Bhante Chandratana already talked to me, and then by tomorrow morning we don't know what will happen. That is true. That is reality. We have to cultivate. This is the Buddha's teaching. Impermanent. Buddha always emphasizes on this. Every breath, we are reaching to our last moment. We don't know where is our last moment. Which time we are having it. Which time we will arrive at us. Maybe in hell, we cannot accept, die, finish. So we have to contemplate on this great teaching. So we do our best to help others. It is not we want to do it, but because both parties are benefited. We ourselves cultivating wholesome thoughts to overcome defilements. At the same time, we try to give others to overcome their suffering. But two-way, both parties are benefited. And they also practice the same thing. They think that, oh, Bhante and many devotees come and help us. Now we are able to overcome certain sufferings, challenges. Whenever we are in the level that we are able to do something, they also do the same thing for the suffering ones. It is also called both parties are learned these things when we do the good. That is why Buddha said that if you can practice the Dhamma, wherever you see, wherever you go, whatever you do, everyone is benefited and everyone can be overcome their own suffering, and finally they can fulfill, speed up the noble path, and can fulfill the perfection to attain enlightenment, nirvana. Then we bridge the continuation of samsara. We break this bridge and we can finally attain enlightenment. So I really appreciate and rejoice all the noble deeds. I wish all the good health, strength, positive energy and insight to continue this, all the noble contribution towards Buddhism, towards monks, nuns, novices, Gnostic schools, temples, and all the suffering people, hospitals. We also, the New Year Day, in Chinese New Year, we did the hospital there. Usually I do in cancer hospital in Kalam, but this time not enough time and not enough donations. That is why we hope to do it in rural area hospital. So all the donors, and especially our sir, madam, try to involve the kind-hearted ones. And all together we completed all the noble deeds. So you can enjoy it. You can contemplate all the noble cultivation. So each and every act which we do with kindness, generosity, compassion, and wisdom will help us to continue walk on noble path and speed up the path, and we can finally attain enlightenment, nirvana. So we, all the Bhantes together today, are going to do some productive chanting for all of you to do some conditions. May these all the conditions help you to create the good atmosphere so you can do your all the cultivation of noble path. Finally, you all of you can attain enlightenment, nirvana. So we dedicate much blessings for especially Ken and Visakha, other devotee who come from America, and other Sri Lankan our devotee who is practicing here, and Brother Lin Sin and Madam, all the kind-hearted donors from Singapore who have contributed for a long, long time to do meritorious deeds in Sri Lanka and other countries. I think 2018 they visited here with many, many Bhantes you have invited. So in the same way, this time also, we try to visit you. So may all of you, each Bhante, each Dhamma practitioners, all the sentient beings in the universe, be well and healthy, peaceful and happy. May they all be free from sicknesses, worries, dangers, fears, calamities, wars, and all the natural disasters and their sufferings. May all of them have the good health, protection, insight, positive energy, and success within their life, and may they get many opportunities to help others. Finally, all the sentient beings, all the kind-hearted donors, supporters, volunteers, contributors, and each venerable Bhante and all the suffering being able to fulfill perfection, paramitas, to attain enlightenment, Nibbana. During this journey, we have been dedicating it for those who departed due to war between Ukraine and Russia. A lot have been died, and we are doing a special dedication for those who passed away due to earthquake in Syria and Turkey. Also, recently in Nepal, there was a plane crash, and some died due to, I think not some, millions of people died due to COVID-19. So we have been doing special dedication for those who departed prison, and all the departed ones from the kind-hearted donors and their families. Many donors who have been contributing towards these all noble deeds also have passed away within past years. So we dedicate merits for all the departed ones from the earlier mentioned. May all of them be blessed and devoted to be born in good world, where they can practice Dhamma again and again and fulfill perfection to attain enlightenment, Nibbana. We do special blessings for Ken and Misaka, who are real practitioners in Buddhism, and you are doing a great job for the well-being of monks, nuns, temples, monastic school, especially those who are in need, those who are in suffering in this state. So may both of you be blessed and you to have good health, protection inside, and the more positive energy to continue to great support, great services for the well-being of these all the suffering ones. May both of you be blessed and devoted to have more opportunities to do again and again this meritorious deed. Finally, may you be blessed and devoted to fulfill perfections, paramitas, to attain enlightenment, other devotee who come from America and the Sri Lankan devotee who has been practicing Dhamma, may all of you be blessed and devoted. A special blessing should be dedicated to our brother Jinshu, madam, and all the kind-hearted donors from Singapore. So they, without them, we cannot do this. Even if they don't arrange this thing, I also never visit Sri Lanka, because the current situation is too serious, and I have faced a lot of difficulties. Last year, already almost 5 to 6 months I stayed here. But sometimes I spend 2-3 days in the petrol, the fuel queue. Sometimes never brush for teeth for 2-3 days, because in the queue for taking petrol or diesel to the vehicle, because we try to do some offering, valuation, but still without petrol for transport facilities, it's really difficult. However, this time, because of our great compassion and generosity and wisdom of our all the kind-hearted donors who are involved with Brother Vincent and the madam and all the donors in around the world, may they all be blessed and devoted. May they all, their family members, be well and healthy, peaceful and happy. May they have many more kind, compassionate souls again and again to do contribution towards Buddhist monks, nuns and suffering ones. May they all fulfill their own paramita, perfection, to attain enlightenment, Nibbana, without these great bhaktis, we will not be guided. Bhante learn Dhamma, they guide us. Bhante learn Dhamma, they show the path. Bhante learn Dhamma, they tell this is right, this is wrong. This is the teachings of the Buddha. So we should practice it. So we wish good health, happiness, longer life for all the Bhantes. Here the Bhante, Chandrakana Bhante, Dhammadasi Bhante, Sorup, and all the noble practitioners, all the venerable Bhantes and nuns and all the other noble practitioners. Also, we kindly do a special blessing for all the volunteers, these all the people who involve in our meritorious sex, those who are rejoicing at least by saying some even they cannot contribute one cent, but still by looking at this all noble deeds, they say sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Even they be part of this noble deeds by saying sadhu. But they said that you no need to be a contributor by material. Rejoice in your heart and say sadhu. Appreciate it, rejoice it. You may get more blessing than the one who contributes sometimes. So that is the most important thing. Only our sir and madam visited here, There are hundreds of devotees who are seeing the photos, videos and rejoicing this noble deeds. They also gain the blessing. So may each and everyone and everybody who have been contributed to help monks, nuns, Buddhism, monasteries, the monastic schools and suffering ones. May all of them, all of us, every being be blessed and devoted. May each and everyone and everybody be well and healthy, peaceful and happy. May each and everyone and every sentient being be free from sicknesses, worries, fears, dangers, wars, calamities, natural disasters, sicknesses and all the suffering things. Finally, may they be able to cultivate bodhisattva life, bodhisattva path. Finally, may they be able to fulfill perfection to end this sorrowful samsara journey by attaining enlightenment. Bandhis are going to do recitation of protective chanting, some stanza. So by the power of this protective chanting recitation, may you all, may all the donors who contributed, especially there are many donors from other countries contributing to the Buddhist relief mission, the activity that Ken and Misaka and other devotees are doing. So may all the donors and all the donors who contribute have been contributing towards Brother Yinsin, Madam, and together with other old ones, may all of them, all their family members, Dhamma friends, kind-hearted ones, those who rejoice, those who not rejoice, all the kind people, all the unkind people, each and everyone, everybody who are in the samsara chain, be well and healthy, peaceful and happy. May they have protection, may they have good health, may they have lesser sicknesses, problems, challenges in their life. Finally, all of them be protected by the blessings of the Buddha and Sangha. Finally, attain enlightenment, Nibbana, Sarasvati.